Definitely 1%, probably 2%, possibly 26%, probably not 34%, definitely not 33%, don't know 4%. We asked whether you think the people who currently respond to survivors have a good understanding of your needs and what will keep you safe. The majority of you told us that the level of understanding of those working in the system is variable. 23% of you said that most people you have dealt with have had limited or no understanding. Half of you said that you experienced both good and bad in terms of the workers' level of understanding. Only 3% of you said that everyone you've dealt with in the system had an excellent understanding of your needs and what will keep you safe. An overwhelming majority of you felt that women's voices should be listened to when planning, implementing, and evaluating the system. See Figure 7. Figure 7. How strongly do you agree that the voices of survivors should be listened to by those planning, implementing and evaluating the system? Strongly agree, 88%. Agree, 9%. Neutral, 1%. Disagree, 1%. Don't know, 1%. Most of you, 77%, also wanted to see an independent body that women can report complaints about the system to. Surveys. Most of you indicated that you would or might be interested in participating in ongoing confidential surveys run by the TBC to help inform improvement of the system. Nearly half of you indicated that you would always respond to a survey if the topic was right, and a quarter of you indicated you would be happy to complete monthly surveys. The areas that you want us to prioritise for future surveys, by order of preference, are listed in Table 2. Table 2. Which of the following parts of the system are the most important for us to examine in future surveys? The justice system, e.g. Family Court, District Court, Family Violence Court, 52.6%. Protection orders, e.g. police enforcements of these, 50%. Support services for survivors, 44%. Police response, 42.3%. Counselling services, 37.2%. Custody and access, e.g. family court, supervised services, 35.3%. Mental health services, 32.1%. Legal services, 25%. Physical safety, 24.4%. Housing services, 23.7%. Child, youth and family, 21.2%. Work and income, 19.2%. Kaupapa Māori services, 10.3%. Health and Forensic Services, 9.6%. Immigration Services, 8.3%. Accessibility, Disability Services, 7.1%. Don't know, no preference, 5.1%. Employers, 4.5%. Information. Most of you said you want information on the TBC website about law and policy changes, news and media articles, and other resources, accessible for hearing and sight impaired. You also gave us lots of ideas about what we should include. Many of you wrote about wanting a way to connect with other women who have also experienced violence and abuse to support each other, share resources, and buddy each other. Many of you want information to help you make sense of your experience and where to get support. What is abuse? Who can I talk to? What services are available? Who are reliable and safe services, lawyers, workers? who won't judge me, etc. How to navigate family court, legal system processes, etc. How to prepare to leave the abusive relationship. Success stories from other women. Advice or resources on how to use technology safely. Safety. Most of you who have experienced violence and abuse reported that you would feel comfortable, safe, sharing your experiences with TBC. However, many of you also told us that you are worried about your safety if you do that. The main areas of concern that came through were fear that other members of TBC who might work in the system could read your feedback, and this could impact badly on you in areas such as family court. We can assure you that nothing you share in a survey would ever be shared with other members of the collective. All findings will be generalised, and your identity will never be revealed in any way. It would be hard to share your individual experiences, as it might trigger past trauma, feelings, you don't feel comfortable writing, you don't really understand the abuse yet, or it happened a long time ago. TBC will not be asking you to share intimate details of what happened to you. We primarily want to focus on improving the way the system responds to you and all women in New Zealand. Therefore, we are planning to collect information by sending our members surveys which are about a particular topic. You won't be asked to write down your story, but you may be asked to tick certain possible answers to our specific questions, like you did in Survey 1. There will be boxes for you to write more comprehensive answers if you want to. However, this is not a requirement. Terminology. Some of you pointed out that you don't feel like survivors, and we may need to think about our terminology for the future. It is a difficult balance to find a way to refer to women who have experienced violence and abuse. Some of us feel like survivors, some of us feel like victims, and others of us have not yet really made sense of our experience as abusive yet. We hope that our terminology can be part of an ongoing discussion with you, and we would like to include questions about our terminology in our next survey. Support groups. Many of you indicated that you want to help other women and you see TBC as a potential way you could share information and resources to achieve this goal. We will be working with tech security specialists to identify how we could enable you to do this in a safe way before setting up something of this nature. Safety for you all is our priority. We will update you about this via the website and or our Facebook page. Activism. Many of you told us that you want TBC to take up an activist role to help challenge the system, promote a survivor view in the media, and help educate the wider public about issues impacting on women who have experienced violence and abuse. We are committed to ensuring that survivor voices are heard. We will make comment in the media and will share our releases and updates with you on our Facebook page and website in order to avoid emailing too often. So please check our pages regularly. We will provide links for you to share with your networks if you want to. Next steps. Thank you so much for participating in our survey. We value and appreciate your ideas and input. We will post the findings from this survey on our website and Facebook page over the next week. We are planning the official launch for TBC in the next few weeks. We will keep you updated on developments and dates via our website and on our Facebook page. www.backbone.org.nz. Based on your feedback, we will be designing our second survey on one topic related to the system response. Before we do survey 2, we want to get more women registered with TBC to ensure as many women as possible can have their views heard. Please feel free to share this recording and document with as many women as you can and encourage them to visit our website and to register with TBC, so they too can keep posted on our plans and can participate in Survey 2 when we release it. please email info@backbone.org.nz if you would like any more information. Report ends.